Good morning. This is Hope for Today with Minister Don Groover with Hope for Today, our founder and pastor, Dr. Gloria Brown. We tell God thank you this morning for the opportunity to share an inspiration thought of the day. Amen. An inspirational thought of the day. And if you like to give to this ministry, you can do so with Cash App, $Hope4Today, or $77 Dr. Brown. Remember, you can't beat God given, no matter how hard you try. Amen. Go with me as we petition heaven in prayer. Father God, we tell you thank you this morning. We tell you thank you for what you're doing in our lives. God, we tell you thank you, God, for all the listener ears this morning. God, we tell you thank you for being able to come to you one more time. Amen. To give your name mercy, to give your name honor, and to give your name praise. God, you are worthy of all our praise. So, God, we tell you yes and amen this morning. Amen. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadows of your wing, and I will give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. There is an inspirational thought of the day. There is an inspirational thought for today. Amen. I want to get you to follow me in Matthew 8. Amen. Matthew 8, verse 5 through 13. Matthew 8, verse 5 through 13. Amen. Amen. So we're in Matthew 8, verse 5 through 17. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servants lie at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not desire to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goeth. I tell this one, come, and he cometh. I say to my servants, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. And he said to those who follow him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many you come from east and the west and will take their place at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subject of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping, gnashing of teeth. Verse 13 reads, then Jesus said unto the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believe it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. Amen. If we had to tag this one, amen, it would be speak the word. Hallelujah. It would be speak the word. Amen. Amen. While we know when we face things through life, when we face up and down crisis, if you will, sickness, heartaches, death, if you will, all these things that go on in our life, we know that all Jesus has to do is speak a word. Amen. This centurion, he said he was a man of authority. He said when he tells someone to go, they go. When he tell them to come, they come. Amen. But what we know is that not only is our Father a man of authority, our Father is the man that rules all. Amen. He said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. So this centurion, he believed. He called Jesus by name. He said, Jesus, I need your help. Paraphrasing. He said, one of my servants are laying sick and he is in agony with pain. And Jesus said, "Shall I come?" And he said, "I'm not worthy of you to come up underneath my roof." He says, "Speak the word. Speak the word, and my servant will be healed." Hallelujah. We have to know that's all we have to do is speak the word for our healing. Is speak the word inside of our crisis. This centurion man, he was a man that he didn't even really believe, amen, inside of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he knew that Jesus was a savior. Amen. He called him. He said, "Lord, my servant is lying suffering." So Jesus said, "Shall I come?" And paraphrasing, Jesus said, "I will come." So the centurion man said, "No, you don't have to come, Lord. Just speak the word." And we have to know today, all we have to do is knowing that Jesus can speak a word in our life. Knowing that Jesus is our all in all. And believers, we have to know that we believe in Christ our Savior, and all he has to do is speak a word. Amen. This centurion leader of 100 soldiers, you know, he said, "When I tell them to go, they go. When I tell them to come, they come. I am a man up underneath authority, so I understand authority." Jesus was amazed. "Truly, I say, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith." Where is your faith? Hallelujah. The where you can't speak a word inside of your life. Amen. Where is your faith? Amen. The where you can't believe that God is still God and he is still on the throne. Amen. That reminds me of John 11. Amen. With Mary and Martha. Mary and Martha said, "Oh, Lord, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. If you were here, my brother wouldn't have died." Now, Jesus asked the centurion, Jesus said, "Shall I come?" And he said, "I'm not worthy of you coming." Mary and Martha said, "If you were here, my brother would not have passed." So we're in John 11 and 4 real quick. Amen. When Jesus heard it, Jesus was sick. He was sick. Amen. But Jesus spoke the word. Jesus said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Amen. So he spoke a word. He said that this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. Hallelujah. He spoke the word, encouraging Mary and Martha that, amen, that your brother will see heaven again. He will arise, amen, from the grave, if you will. Amen. And when he heard that he was sick, amen, when Jesus heard that he was sick, Jesus abode 2 more days in the same place where he was. So Jesus did not come, amen, as he asked the centurion. He asked the centurion, "Shall I come?" Jesus did not come when he heard that Lazarus was dead, that Lazarus was sick, excuse me. He didn't come right away. The Bible said that he stayed 2 more days in the same place that he was. But he spoke a word. He spoke a word in verse 4. The Bible said in verse 6 where he did not come, he abode 2 more days where he was. But in verse 4, he spoke the word. And the word was, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Hallelujah. He spoke the word. Amen. Amen. I tell God, thank you. Amen. For speaking a word. I tell God, thank you. Amen. For planting that spirit inside of me. Hallelujah. He is the same God. Amen. That said, "Let there be light." He is the same God that healed the leper. He is the same God that gave blind Bartimaeus his sight. He is the same God that turned water into wine. He is the same God who gave us life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Believers, we must know that we have to stand in faith. Hallelujah. Stand strong in God's word and speak a word over your life. Speak a word over your life. Hallelujah. God will do exactly what he said he would do. Amen. He said, I will never leave you. I will always be with you. He said that you are my child. Hallelujah. And I'm your father. So we bless God this morning. We have to remember. We have to remember this inspirational thought of the day. Speak the word. Hallelujah. And when you hear God speak inside of your life, when you hear that soft voice of God speak inside of your life, amen, your answer should be yes and amen. Hallelujah. Yes and amen. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your will, Lord. Lord, I will obey. God, send me and I will go. I bless the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. As I stand strong, amen, and speaking the word, hallelujah, inside of my life, declaring that God is God. And he is God all by himself. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This story, it really excited me. Amen. It's a familiar passage, but it excited me. The centurion man said that I am not worthy. I'm not worthy for you to come up underneath my roof. He said, just speak the word and my servant shall be healed. Just speak the word. Verse 13 said, then Jesus said to the centurion, he said, go and let it be done just as you believe it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. His faith, hallelujah, his faith, oh, thank you, Jesus, made him whole. He was praying, amen. He was seeking, amen, for his servant to be healed. Hallelujah. He was seeking for his servant to be healed. He said, but God, I'm not worthy. I feel like I'm not worthy. God, I feel like I'm not worthy. I feel that we this way and I'm this way and I'm a satarian. And I feel that I'm not worthy. But God, I know who you are. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, he called him by name. He said, Lord, just speak the word. Just speak the word and my servant will be healed. So we thank God this morning. Amen. As we come to a close, we thank God this morning for the word. Amen. That he's speaking. Amen. God is speaking a word inside of your life, even though you might be going through right now. But God is speaking a word inside of your life. The race is not given to the strong or the swift, but to the one who endureth. Bless your name, Jesus. The one who endureth to the end. Amen. So stay in the fight. Hallelujah. Stay in the fight. Stay in your faith. Stay on your faith in prayer and speak the word inside of your life. And God will. God is able to do exactly what he said he will. Amen. Matthew 24 and 35 said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Hallelujah. My word shall not pass away. God is his word. John 1 and 1 said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. The word was with God, and the word was God. God and his word is one. Hallelujah. So today, amen. Amen. As you enjoy your day, we hope we came in and give you that good inspiration for today. God is God, and he is God all by himself. He wants to speak a word into your life. You have to believe that God can speak a word in your life. You have to hold on strong, knowing that God will bring you out of any situation. Knowingly that it's nothing too hard for our God to do. Knowing that he is the Alpha and Omega. Knowing that he is our beginning and our end. Hallelujah. He is our deliverer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for him being our good shepherd. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Amen. So as we tell God thank you today, we tell God thank you for listening today. Amen. Amen. And again, amen. If this word did you good, amen. If this inspirational thought did you good, come back next week. Hallelujah. And we tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Always remember, there is hope for today. Bless you.